Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Warning, doctors were given a green light to prescribe drugs to preschoolers with ADHD if behavioral efforts fail. Methylphenidate, a stimulant sold under brand names including Concerta and Ritalin, is not approved for use in children under age 6. But under these new guidelines, physicians may prescribe it to children younger than 6. The number of children taking medications for ADHD is already increasing steadily, even though there are concerns of the safety and effectiveness of such medications in young children. The National Institute of Mental Health conducted a large-scale trial of children ages 3 to 5 with ADHD. One-third of the children did not even proceed to the medication phase because they had significant improvement from the behavioral modification program. Younger children are more sensitive to the adverse side effects from these drugs. Many children lost weight and stopped growing. Others suffered insomnia, loss of appetite, moodiness and nervousness, and skin-picking behavior. 1 in 10 of the children dropped out of the study because the side effects were intolerable. Several experts believe that the focus of treatment for both preschool and older children should be on a behavioral and diet modification, eating right for their metabolic type, and regular chiropractic care. And talking about chiropractic care, Consumer Reports surveyed over 45,000 people and found out that 3 out of 4 were using some form of alternative therapy. Chiropractic, massage, and yoga dominate the list of helpful alternative treatments for conditions such as back pain, neck pain, and arthritis. 1 in 4 respondents undergoing chiropractic treatment for any condition said their chiropractor was more interested and insightful than their medical doctors. More than 30% of respondents who had acupuncture felt the same way. About 1 in 5 reported using mind-body therapies such as yoga or hands-on therapies such as chiropractic or massage. Vitamins and minerals were the most widely used alternative treatments for general health. The reasons why people are choosing alternative therapies vary. Some people use these therapies because it's the way they were raised, while others have been introduced to such therapies during a major illness or injury. Others choose alternative treatments to avoid the side effects of conventional medications. And when I come back, too much Tylenol can lead to liver failure, and the good and the not so bad of cholesterol.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
Taking slightly too much of the pain reliever, acetaminophen, best known by the brand name Tylenol or paracetamol in the UK, over time can lead to an overdose that can cause liver failure and even death, according to a new study. These staggered overdoses can occur when people have ongoing pain and repeatedly take a little more acetaminophen than they should, explained Dr. Kenneth Simpson, author of the study, published November 22nd in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. Patients with a staggered overdose may not report that they've suffered an overdose when they come to the hospital. They may just report feeling unwell. Doctors need to recognize and treat this situation quickly. what patients need to recognize is that there is no such thing as a prescription or over-the-counter medication that is not dangerous. And for our last story, bad cholesterol may not be so bad after all. A study at Texas A&M shows that low-density lipoprotein, known as LDL or bad cholesterol, may not be as bad as it's been made out to be. The study has shown that after fairly vigorous workouts, participants who had gained the most muscle mass also had the highest level of LDL. This result was unexpected and surprised the researchers. Cholesterol is essential and found in all humans. Your total cholesterol level is comprised of LDL and HDL, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. LDL is usually referred to as the bad cholesterol, while HDL is known as the good cholesterol. LDL serves a very useful purpose, however. It acts as a warning sign, high levels indicating that something may be wrong. Therefore, getting rid of all LDL is dangerous. Instead of getting rid of the LDL, you should find out why there are high levels. The problem may be smoking, poor diet, or lack of exercise. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life. Happy holidays!
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.